I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, December 6th. A man stole a woman's phone in the lobby of a Quincy apartment building yesterday. Police say it happened at 530 Willard Street in West Quincy just before 5 yesterday afternoon. The woman told police a black male grabbed her phone and fled on foot. She was not hurt, no arrests have been made. A Roxbury man is charged with trying to carjack a victim at knife point in Quincy Wednesday night. Police say 36-year-old Christopher Hathaway pulled a knife on a female passenger in a car at the Speedway gas station on Hancock Street in North Quincy just before 11 Wednesday night. Police say the woman's boyfriend came out of the gas station and chased Hathaway away. He was apprehended a short time later at the North Quincy T station and was identified by the victims as the man who had pulled the knife. Hathaway faces charges of armed carjacking and assault with a dangerous weapon. Police say a knife was recovered from Hathaway. There were no injuries. The judge overseeing the Karen Reed murder case has granted prosecutors request for access to off-the-record interviews, notes, and other documents involving conversations that Reed had with a Boston Magazine reporter and recordings and notes with her family from a local TV station's report. Reed has sat down with various media outlets to tell her side of the story about the death of her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, in Canton, for which she has been charged, insisting she was innocent and alleging a cover-up. Reed's trial ended with a hung jury this past summer. Ahead of the retrial, the Norfolk County DA's office has been digging into those interviews, asking Judge Beverly Canone last month to compel Boston Magazine to hand over all communications between its reporter, Gretchen Voss, and Reed. Yesterday, Canone granted prosecutors' request in the Boston Magazine motion, but the records she ordered be turned over are only for the prosecution and defense to review, not to be released to the public without another order from the court. Boston Magazine previously turned over some material from its interview, including audio where off-the-record conversation was redacted. But Canone said that those redacted materials suggest that the account she gave to the magazine may have differed in certain respects from expected evidence at trial and from other accounts that she's given. However, the redactions prevent the Commonwealth from fully understanding the defendant's statements. Canone also yesterday granted prosecutors requests for TV station WFXT's recordings and interview notes from Reed's mother, father, and brother from an August 2023 report in which prosecutors said her father suggests she admitted colliding with something at the scene, something they plan to discuss further at the retrial. Canone didn't provide a rationale for the ruling beyond that the Commonwealth has met its burden of establishing good cause pursuant to established precedent on access to third-party records in Massachusetts. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy will hold their annual Feed the Hungry Gala tonight at 6 p.m. at Granite Links in Quincy. The event is held every year to raise funds to stock their food pantry for the winter months. Organizers hope to raise $400,000 this year. You can visit interfaithsocialservices.org for more information. The Quincy and Braintree Veterans Services will hold a Pearl Harbor Day ceremony tomorrow at 10 a.m. on board the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard. Veterans are invited to a breakfast at 8:30. The City of Quincy will hold a tree lighting ceremony at the General's Bridge and Park in Quincy Center Sunday at 5 p.m. at the corner of Dunford Drive and McConville Way. Families of active duty military members from Quincy are invited to write their relative's name on a ribbon to hang on the tree throughout the holiday season. The First Baptist Church of Wollaston will hold their Christmas Memories Fair tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will include food, a silent auction, home baked goods, and attic treasures. Santa will visit Friday from 6 to 8, Saturday from 11 to 1. The Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association's 22nd annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony will be held Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. at Safford Park on Beale Street. Hot chocolate, snacks, and carols will be part of the event. You can visit wollastonhill.com for more information. The Wollaston Garden Club's annual holiday greens sale is Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Wollaston Congregational Church. Fresh wreaths, swags, indoor and outdoor arrangements, and gift items will be featured. Visit wollastongardenclub.com for more information. Quincy Point Congregational Church's Winter Woodland Holiday Fair is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Ward 2 Civic Association's 7th annual Quincy Point Christmas Tree Lighting will be held Sunday from 4:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Four River Rotary. Live music, pizza, refreshments, and an appearance by Santa Claus will be part of the event. The Ark of the South Shore holding their 4th annual Holiday Festival Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Webb State Park in North Weymouth. The event will feature live music, photos with Santa, holiday-themed arts and crafts, refreshments, and more. Visit arcsouthshore.org for more information. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce presents the Kilroy Square Holiday Market, December 6th through the 8th. The market will be open Friday from 4 to 9 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 artisan pop-up shops are expected to participate in the market. Quincy's free seasonal outdoor skating rink is open through the end of February school vacation week. The rink is located across from the Quincy District Court. It will be operated by the Quincy Recreation Department. Skate times can be reserved at quincyrec.com or quincyma.gov. Norfolk County Registry of Deeds holding their annual holiday food drive through December 19th. Donations of non-perishable food may be dropped off at their headquarters on High Street and Dedham Square weekdays from 8 to 4:30. Suggested donations include canned goods, breakfast cereals, pasta, sauces, toiletries, and paper products. And the County Registry of Deeds also holding their 17th annual collection for the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots program. New toys and games may be dropped off at the Registry of Deeds in Dedham Square weekdays from 8 to 4:30 through December 10th at 10 a.m. Jack of Business News this morning. Stocks pulled back. Yesterday, the Dow sank 248 points, the NASDAQ lost 34, and the S&P dropped 11. Global stocks were mixed. The euro was down, the dollar rose, oil at $68 a barrel. In sports, Celtics host the Bucks tonight at 7:30. Bruins will host the Flyers tomorrow at 1. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy, windy at a high of 31 degrees. For tonight, a few clouds, a low 29. Tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds. Still breezy with a high of 38. Sunday could see some rain and or snow showers. Breezy with a high Sunday 42. And then rain showers on Monday afternoon with a high 44. For the boater, waves 2 feet. West winds 15 to 20. Gusting to 35 knots. There is a gale warning up offshore. High tide, 2:42 p.m. Sunrise at 6:58, sets at 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, December 6th.